my point.
The Splash. Splash. The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
All right, item number one that we are going to talk about. We are going to talk about Antonio Brown, who went on Instagram and seemingly put forth his desire of where he wants to play football. And it's not in Arizona.
Hey, we're off the script again.
It's insane. Oh, well, I'm flipping it because of what we're doing here.
All right.
Okay? You see what I'm doing here?
Bickley comes to the line. He's audibling out of
the
play.
I am.
His teammates don't
know
about
it. Tony Romo would go, he's killing the play. He's killing the play.
They're going to go to Gronk up here up top in single coverage. If he's doubled, they're going to go to Edelman over the middle.
Exactly. That's exactly what we're doing. Antonio Brown on Instagram posts a picture of himself wearing a number 84 49ers jersey. And he's geeking out on the fact that Jerry Rice has been stumping for him to come to San Francisco. Pretty heavy testimonial to where he might want to be playing football next.
Yeah, but there's two sides to every story. Do the San Francisco 49ers share that enthusiasm about Antonio Brown? I mean, there's probably similar discussions going on there as there are here. Obviously a great football player. Obviously, at the least of it, a distraction in the locker room, a personality that can become an issue. We've seen that in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
The Pittsburgh Steelers, they haven't won a Super Bowl since Antonio Brown's been there. I mean, from a football standpoint, it makes a lot of sense, and I know what he's trying to do. Divas try to dictate where they end up.
Mm-hmm.
He's a diva, and he's trying to do that. But I'm wondering what the 49ers' level of interest
is. We're going to find out. We're going to find out if they pick up the phone call, make a deal with the Pittsburgh Steelers. But it's time for Steve Keim, if he wants Antonio Brown, to get in on that immediately. And getting Larry Fitzgerald to help out would be a good thing, too. I'll tell you more about that in a bit. Item number two, last night, the Phoenix Suns, is it progress when you look at a box score and go, oh, they only lost by 14?
No. That's why you don't just look at box scores.
Okay.
For anybody that watched the game. And I saw that sentiment on Twitter a little bit, too, after the Suns did lose that game to Portland last night, 120-106. And no, it wasn't that close in the second half, especially.
No.
First half was pretty competitive, but the Suns just don't have the horses to hang with a good basketball team right now. Damian Lillard did play. He was good. CJ McCollum got into a little foul trouble, but he was good. Jake Layman. Why can't the Suns find somebody like that?
Yeah, I know.
He's a good player.
You know what depressed me was yesterday when we were talking to an NBA analyst. Who was it? Shiny things.
Brian Windhorst.
And he pointed out that the San Antonio Spurs are always that team that has a second-year player just blowing up in the NBA. And it's like, it's not by accident. It is their developmental system. I want one of those. How do you order one of those? It's like going through a drive-thru.
Look, it's hard to rely on the player development system when the gist and message of that player development system changes every 18 months.
I know. That's right. Stability.
What was Earl Watson's calling card? He was a player development coach who got elevated to interim head coach, who got elevated to head coach. Whatever development was going on was stunted when they fired him. Then they changed to Jay Triano. Whatever development was happening there stopped and reversed course. That's part of the issue.
Yeah. Well, it's well said. Well broken down.
These guys are all 22 years and under. Devin Booker's 22 years old. He's played for four head coaches.
That's insane.
How many assistant coaches during that time?
Devin Booker.
I don't know the number, but it's a lot.
D-Book will be a big topic of our show today because there is this growing feeling that the city of Phoenix is turning, or some people are turning on Devin Booker. We're going to visit with John Bloom, who got into it a little bit last night in the postgame show.
Yes.
With a caller who did just that.
He's going to join us at 10:15?
10:30.
Yeah.
Okay, remember, I called the audible, man.
I'm a little slow.
Follow me.
I'm a little slow.
Just follow me. I got it. I've read the keys. I'm lining up behind the right guy. It's
you know
all
what?
Good.
Here.
Yeah.
You want the keys? You drive the damn car.
No, you don't want me doing that. All right. ASU, don't look now, but the Pac-12, at least locally, has kind of flipped again. No, Arizona is not winning the conference. And ASU has refound its mojo.
Didn't look like it early when they fell behind 11-0 to UCLA, but they come back, made it close by halftime, really good second half performance. Zylan Cheatham had 20 rebounds in that game. Remy Martin took over the game in stretches. They got contributions from a lot of guys. That's a good win. First time they won at Pauley Pavilion since 2009.
Mm-hmm. That's a very good win.
Yeah, three in a row now for the Sun Devils. And on the heels of that Oregon sweep to go to UCLA and start out that trip with a win, you know, the talk is now back to when was the last time ASU had a road sweep in the Pac-12? It's been a long time.
Yeah.
Can they get one against USC, who looked really good against Arizona last night?
Yes. Yes. Okay, what else are we touching on in the splash, Vinny?
You're in charge.
No, I told you, you don't want me driving. I was going to bring up this. The Super Bowl hype is going to kick in next week. When was the last time Atlanta staged a really good big event that was not a... And I was going to say it wasn't a golf tournament. That isn't even Atlanta. That's Augusta. Atlanta Super Bowl, remember they had an ice storm... A player busted in a prostitution ring. Remember that? Eugene Robinson?
Yes.
They hosted the Olympics, and that didn't turn out so well. Atlanta's not a good sports city, not a good professional sports city at all.
I was completely unprepared to
I'm just
ponder
riffing,
that
dude.
Question. I know
I'm
you
just
are.
Riffing. That's all. I'm just talking sports. It's like we're sitting at a bar. If you don't like it, we can move on. There you go. He's got his feet up on the desk. Okay.
Keep driving. Okay. You got this shift, Nick. I'm just going to take a nap.
You know what it's like? It's like that scene in National Lampoon's Vacation where everyone's sleeping in the car and they go to Chevy Chase and he's sleeping too. That's great. That's your splash today, everybody.